Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
Coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios, national mortgage lender at Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Tuesday morning on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS, your number to call. 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, we go 3 to 6 Pacific, Sirius and XM 206 app as well. Make sure to download that podcast each and every day. Two ways you can go about doing it, radio.com and Apple Podcasts, and we appreciate you doing that for us. If you can't be with us live, take us wherever you might be going, Taz.
Absolutely. Everybody's busy, right? Everybody's busy. And
no doubt.
Before you know it's the holiday season, you'll be even busier.
Yep.
And, you know, like we talk about a lot. You know, we do 3 hours of sports talk, jocularity, opinions, horseplay, sophomoricism, if that is a weird word. We do that all in 3 hours per day, every day. 5 days a week, not every day, but you get my point. So it's a lot. It's a lot to pull in live if you're busy working, doing this, you're at the gym, you're doing whatever. So then, you know what? You download the podcast and you catch up to all the stuff you missed.
No doubt. Radio.com, Apple Podcasts, a couple ways you can go about doing that. All right, let's get to it, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Another incredible comeback from Aaron Rodgers.
It really was last night as the Packers found themselves down 30-23, under 2 minutes to go in regulation, and they win the game 33-30 in regulation. The touchdown pass from Rodgers to Davante Adams with under 2 minutes to go, about a minute 55. The pick by King of the Packers at his own 10-yard line. As Beathard tried to go deep to Marquise Goodwin, Rodgers with a minute and 8 seconds to go, marches his team down the football field, getting the help of a 5-yard penalty call,
yep.
Defensive holding on Richard Sherman.
That was big.
Which was big, yeah. Which was a 3rd-and-19 play, which would have, and the 49ers got a stop. Penalty, automatic first down, lengthened out the drive. They marched down the field. Crosby hits the 27-yard field goal to win it for Green Bay. Another miraculous win. They go into the bye week. All is not well in Green Bay. The defense is still not particularly good. They survive a game, but it's still a win nonetheless. And for Rodgers, who you and I speculated maybe 75-80% at most he is right now, playing on that one healthy knee, limping around, clearly doesn't have the same mobility that he once did before he suffered that knee injury opening week against the Chicago Bears. Taz, it is remarkable because you can't give up on as big as they are down, he can't give up on a Packer game because of just how special number 12 is.
No, he clutches the word that you got to use. He's clutch. We talked earlier about the poise of the rookie quarterback of the Jets, Sam Darnold. Well, this is Mr. Poise here. You can see him on the sideline as this game's cooking along. Aaron Rodgers, man, he's locked in. And I'll tell you, the big play, I was talking about it earlier while you were breaking down the game. It was like 3rd-and-2. It was almost the end of the game. It was like 15, 16 seconds left in the game, and it was 30-30. It was tied up at that point, and Rodgers with this awesome back shoulder throw for the first down to St. Brown was a huge play, Moose. That was a big play that a lot of people aren't talking about. That was big, though.
You're right, and he only had healthy one wide receiver, Davante Adams. He had two rookies in there.
He was on my fantasy team.
Yeah, well. He's a great player. He really is, the former Fresno State star. Two rookies starting, Randall Cobb out, Geronimo Allison out. Still, nonetheless, a tremendous comeback. Now, they were a healthy favorite going into it. Everyone expected the Packers to win it. You just never know in any given week. And for the 49ers, it was a long flight back to the Bay Area, I'm sure, last night from Lambeau, from Green Bay, from Wisconsin, because they had every opportunity to win that game, Taz. They really did. For large stretches of that game, I thought they were probably the better overall team. Beathard's a player. Beathard can play in this league.
Yeah, man.
He made some really nice throws for Shanahan, the 49ers, last night.
Dude, I ripped him last week. When Garoppolo went down, I ripped him. And I remember seeing him play at Iowa. I thought he was a good quarterback. I didn't think he played this level, this well, I should say, on this level, in this type of game, and he did. I mean, C.J. Beathard and the 49ers squad, man, they showed a lot of heart in this game. I mean, came up short, but they showed a lot of heart. I mean, and it was very impressive in the loss, C.J. Beathard.
Here is Mike McCarthy on the win.
You obviously want to go into the bye week clean, and I think we're gonna be in pretty good shape medically, so our guys have a chance to rest up and get back at it, because we know the stretch run we have there. So a lot of good things tonight. Obviously some things we like to do better, but that's what the bye week's for.
Here's Aaron Rodgers, who's accounted for 86% of the Packers' offensive touchdowns this season, following another comeback win. 19.
It definitely was an important one, especially with the prognosticating that'll go on about the type of opponent we have coming up the next few weeks, and obviously them being road games. This was an important game for us. I'd never like to use the term must win, but it was an important one.
But what he's telling you there is because these two games after their bye week is week 8, they're going to the L.A. Rams. Good luck. And then week 9, they're going up to Foxborough to play the Patriots. Good luck. So that's why that win last night at home against the Niners was gigantic for the Pack.
How about Kyle Shanahan, a 49ers head coach? Team had every opportunity to win it. Long flight back home, right, Kyle?
I agree. We didn't get anything with the runs, and then when we had the passes, we didn't move the chains. So we had a chance there at the end, especially when they tied it up, and we had that kick return with the penalty. We had every opportunity to finish it and win that game, and we didn't get it done.
Did you happen to catch him on the sideline with the hoodie and the hoop was up, the hat, and he had like a black? You're kind of locked into what happens between the lines.
I did not notice that.
I look at this stuff.
So he had the hood on.
He had a hood, and the hoodie was crooked, and then he had a hat, and then he had like a quilted Niner jacket on. Like, I don't know, he's blacked out. You look like a badass.
Kyle Shanahan. And think about this, if you're the 49ers. I didn't check that out. I got to take a look at that. If you're the 49ers status, you begin that last drive for you at basically midfield. You know, even with the Packers' heroics to tie that game up at 30, you're starting the drive at your own 47-yard line after the field goal, where you don't have to go all that long of a distance to get yourself into field goal range for Robbie Gould. And you throw the pick by Beathard on third down.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's a killer. That's a killer.
And the other thing, just to end on a high note about Beathard, we put him over before, kind of just buried him there, but we had to because that was a big pick. I was talking earlier about the time management, and time of possession was almost equal throughout this whole game in the world of 29 to 30 minutes for each squad. And that's a testament to the quarterback. So to hang time management-wise or clock management and, you know, time of possession, I should say, with a guy like Aaron Rodgers, I feel for CJ was very impressive.
Number two.
Brewers blanked the Dodgers 4-0 to take a 2-1 series lead.
Shocked me. Shocked me.
How about this? I thought Los Angeles, even though I like Milwaukee in this series, and I do like Milwaukee in this series still, and even more so now after their Game 3 victory. Taz, I thought the Dodgers were going to win last night. Yeah. Bueller on the mound, Chacin on the mound for the Milwaukee Brewers. Los Angeles going back home. They have the big home run by Turner late game two to win it in Milwaukee. I thought this was going to be a Dodger night last night. You hit upon it, and I echoed the sentiment. Number one thing I noticed last night watching that game, crowd was dead.
Dead. No energy.
There was none.
Nothing.
There was none. There was
nothing.
No juice. There was no pizzazz. The towels weren't waving.
Nothing.
You didn't get a sense like that was a playoff game, no less the NLCS last night.
When they go to Milwaukee, you're gonna feel some energy.
Yes.
Okay, you're going to feel some energy. And same thing we were talking about. If you're playing, like if you're going up to Fenway, Boston, that audience, they're going to be
5:09 Eastern time today in Houston. Don't you think that place is going to be rocking?
Those Texans are going to be going nuts.
They're
going
to be rocking this afternoon.
I'm telling you, they're going to be going wild. No doubt. I agree. And Houston's a big city, a spread out city, a metropolis, I like to call it. I've been there, okay, many times. And I can tell you, it's a different feel there than Los Angeles. I love L.A. And you love it.
Yes.
We all love the look of it.
I love L.A.
I love L.A. L.A. is my lady. But the thing is, it's not. There's too many transplants. It's people
people want to be seen.
It's bougie.
Yes.
You know, it's like, let me hit the Bucks. What's the Bucks? The Starbucks before I go to the game. Sing some Sinatra in my Maserati on the way to the game.
Right.
you know, sitting there in they don't drive Maseratis. They drive what's the little car? The Mini. They drive the Minis there in L.A. It's kind of trendy, you know.
Well, it's a great brand, by the way. It is a great brand. Yeah. Beautiful setting, but yes. You're right. It's very, very bougie. So let's go put on the Dodger hat for the first time all year.
Let's go watch the NLCS. That's it. Unlike you go to Yankee Stadium and see guys
in the
crowd.
Walker Bueller?
Who's that? Is he an actor?
Ferris Bueller. What? Great movie.
Hey, Reeves, what production company does he work for? No, he's an athlete. Oh, wow. Look at that.
So the Dodgers last night struggled at home, Taz. And Kiki Hernandez, he kind of does it all for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Mentioned that the team was dead. The crowd was dead last night. That's got to change for game four. Maybe they thought that they dealt Milwaukee a decisive blow with that game two victory. I don't know. They didn't bring it last night. Bueller was okay. Seven hits, seven innings of work, five hits, four runs allowed. The Dodgers are terrible with runners in scoring position.
They can't hit down hitting the ball.
They were
0-10
last night with runners in scoring position. Stranding a leadoff double, left six men on base over the course of the game. The Brewer bullpen brought it. Craig Counsell's team brought it. They jumped out early, 1-0, and after that,
Grandel had a bad night.
Oh my God, another pass ball, which allowed a run to score, and he struck out with the bases loaded as he got booed by the Dodger faithful.
Yeah, he got booed. And that's rare there. They hardly know who's on the roster.
Yeah, it's true.
You know,
here is counsel on his starter, Chassin, who was brilliant last night.
Look, Yulis was just outstanding tonight. He made big pitches. The strikeout to Grandal was a huge pitch. And he's, you know, the last, four times we've given him the ball, it's just been a big time performance.
Greg Consul's voice, he's worse than Belichick.
Uh-huh.
He's a great manager, great young manager. I know, but he's.
What do you want him to be? Work in the room? Stand up like Dean Martin? A little glass of scotch.
A little Bobby V. A little Bobby Valentine. Entertain me.
Oh, yeah, scotch and a cigar hanging out of his mouth. Work in the room.
Sitting there smoking a Paul Mall. Right. Yeah, real quick. You mentioned about you going to the Dodger game. Like,
imagine if that was the incident. Imagine you go to a post-game presser after a big NLCS, and there's the manager there with a high ball of scotch and a cigar. And he's like,
yeah, Pinella. I can see him doing that.
Chassin was great tonight. I mean, you guys watched it. I mean, it was absolutely fantastic.
Well, some of the managers back in the day were entertaining.
LA is my name.
He's singing, Billy Martin was entertaining. Earl Weaver. These guys are entertaining.
I understand. I would give anything. Honestly, that would be so.
That would be money.
That would be great.
That would be money. Guys, so a guy's sitting eating a sandwich. Anyway, chewing up stars for 9 innings. I'm hungry. No, but you mentioned about going if you're at Dodger Stadium, people cranking out. Brand new hats, new era Jones, brand new hat. Because they go to one game.
Never been there.
Yeah. I know all the years I've been to Shea Stadium and Citi Field as a Met fan, I've seen guys with Met hats that look like they've been.
They just bought them. I've had my hat for 15 years.
Really?
I mean, you
get that at Yankee Stadium. You're going to get that at Fenway, the Cubbies. You're going to get that. L.A., they crank out and they got to look at my new hat, Gene.
I agree.
I got a new hat. Shut up.
Here is Dave Roberts talking about his starter, Walker Bueller, last night.
He couldn't command his curveball. I thought there were opportunities to get ahead of hitters with the breaking ball, and he was trying but just couldn't really strike it. I thought the fastball had really good life and command all night long. The punch outs speak to that.
Seven innings, five hits, four runs allowed. No, that's all right.
Passion.
And here he is talking about his team struggling in the clutch.
I thought we had the right guys in those moments, and we just didn't execute. So I think we were 0-10 with runners in scoring position.
Oof.
And, you know, one part of it is creating scoring opportunities. We had a second and third, one out. We had a leadoff double, and we couldn't push them across.
Number three.
NBA season starts tonight in Boston.
It does. Two games tonight. Double dip. For Adam Silver in the NBA, 8 o'clock Eastern time, tip-off, Celtics, 76ers, East Coast, out West, Warriors Thunder, 10:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Pacific. That's your double dip to get the NBA season going.
It's my team.
I know it is.
Embiid.
You're going to be locked in tonight.
I'm locked in.
You and Bisseglia.
Fultz. Hopefully he found his shot. Markel. You know what I mean? I'm locked in, bro.
It's good to have the NBA back. It's a long NBA regular season. It is.
Mikey,
but
so
a lot
happy.
Of drama, a lot of storylines, and it'll be a lot of things to talk about, especially with the King in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's all it's going to be. That's, we talked about that earlier. That's all, not just our show, sports TV, sports talk. LeBron with the purple and gold.
Mikey B, tonight, the double dip. You're a huge NBA
How
fan.
How many people you got coming over?
Just me and the cat.
Are you and the cat, the wife?
How about your wife, the podcast partner?
She is. She's on a business trip.
Well, basketball that's and marriage. Check out Mikey B's podcast, Apple Podcast. Celtics tonight.
I designed the new logo for him. You know that.
I know. You told me
that. Yeah, I just want the audience to know. Mike, you're welcome, by the way. That might have been a nice opportunity for you to share and give me a little credit. You know, like the big salad, if you're familiar with Seinfeld. Big salad. Look at the looks he gets. He was, if he could kick my ass,
no.
If he could, if he physically could kick, he would. The looks he gives me, he looks at me sideways all the time.
You gave him a nice idea. You designed it already? Or
it, it was a great idea. He actually came up with a great logo.
All right, Celtics, Sixers, Boston, 4.5-point favorite. Who would you take?
Boston.
Warriors, Thunder, Golden State, 12.5.
That's a big number. With Russell out. I would take the Thunder. That's a big number.
You would take the Thunder plus the 12.5.
Yeah,
Boston lay in the 4.5 opening night. Schroeder's double dip for Bisseglia.
Schroeder's a nice addition there. He's going to play well. I think they hang around with Golden State. Opening night jitters. They're always a little.
Don't worry. Moose
lost last night on opening night to the Rockets.
You don't have to write it down. He's got it all in his head, brother.
I got it.
Don't you worry. He'll make a call to the Greek during the break.
The Celtics, I feel a lot more confident about.
Let's do a two-team parlay.
I spell a text to the Greek during the break.
Two-team parlay.
Well, now I'm all stressed out.
There are your three. We come away. We got a special NBA bench cut star coming your way next.
Oh, we do?
We do.
I didn't get the memo.
BCS bench cut star, Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, Moose. You know, we might have some advertising opportunities in the future without getting into too much detail.
That's true.
Hello.
That is true. That is a good
That's
point.
That's just for the group. Everyone's laughing here.
And we're the only two that qualify.
I guess.
Well, Huge news.
After that was
big
to me.
Secret.
Well, after I thought about the rest of the lineup, and it's a fair one, but I don't necessarily need if we need it pointed out to us that we'd be the only two that would qualify for.
See, I think it was just because I was in the room, and it was taking me out of the request.
I have nothing, no.
No?
No.
Belly!
Yeah. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com.
There's so many things I'm biting my tongue about.
We can't say it right now.
No, we can't. It just can't happen.
It's a great story, though.
Oh, it is. Unless you're us.
unless you were having a day where you were feeling good about yourself.
I know. I feel pretty.
You're like, you know, today's a good day. Wow. I got my Disney mug.
Yeah.
And I was like,
It's like, it don't matter. You can go to Main Street.
Is that a milkshake in there? Sir? Yeah.
just light off the little McDonald's stand that you don't have the McDonald's. You ever see that, the French fry stand at Disney World? They still have that there? I haven't been there in a few years.
I don't think so.
They had, you guys know
McDonald's
about
in Disney World?
Okay, you guys can actually.
No, they didn't.
Like silly.
No.
It was a French fry McDonald's stand. Mm. I'm not kidding. Like near Main Street. Yeah. Years ago, I went with my son.
That's gone.
Maybe on Twitter, you people can, that'll listen, you people.
I believe you.
Can back
me
on this.
When we were there in August, that's gone. That's not there.
Nothing like grabbing McDonald's French fries, great brand, when it's 2,000 degrees in Orlando with the kids screaming.
They are delicious.
Give me those French fries.
There's nothing like a McDonald's, some fries, and the like a Coca-Cola fountain soda.
On
a hot day.
Yeah, that's
steaming.
Nice.
Yeah, put them right in your front seat, passenger seat. You
hot day,
along.
Cold day.
Funny you said that. I went to hit the night. Vending machine earlier this morning. I very rarely have a soda beverage in the morning. Today I wanted one. And I hit the vending machine right in the lobby area up here, and it ate my dollar. and who happened to be walking by but our esteemed big boss, Mark Chernoff. And he goes, the candy machine. I said, I need a little soda. I go, it ain't my dollar. He goes, oh, it did, huh? And he walked away. I mean, he's the boss. Shouldn't he have pulled the dollar out and handed it to me? No, I guess not.
No.
Nothing.
Did you take out another dollar?
No, it actually gave me my dollar back. And Mark was there to make sure I got my dollar back. I don't know what he was going to do, but I appreciate his support.
Wait, he hung by? I'm confused. Did he walk by? Or did
he walked by, and then he came, did a little back step.
He circled back to make sure you got your dollar? How did you get your dollar?
I hit the button that said return.
Yeah. Power of will.
Yeah, so, and it pumped back the dollar.
Oh, well, that's good. So at least it worked.
Yeah.
Looks like the fries were phased out in 08.
Oh, so it was there. McDonald's. Thanks,
there,
Mike.
Like 12 years ago? Like, that was there a couple years ago.
My kid's in college.
I mean, I understand that. You're talking about it was a decade ago. And then when I said it wasn't there, you're like, wasn't. It's right there on Main Street. Like you were there 2 weeks ago. You were there like 13, 14 years ago. Things do change, Taz, in 14 years.
All right, you're right. You're right. That's
yeah,
true.
You looked at Bogus, and I like, what are you talking about?
Guys, it was crazy. There. You don't get the McDonald's
you
fries.
You didn't get the fries. There's the stand. It's right there, right on Main Street.
Dude, the line was gigantic for these French fries. It's like, I said to my wife, I am not eating French fries at
we
that time.
We grabbed those that we hopped on the teacups at Dumbo.
At that time, I was ripped, too. I was like, I didn't need like a weight loss type of company.
You know what
company.
Opened up that year? Magic Space Mountain.
I'm reading back on some good blogs here in 06 about it.
Blogs.
Space Mountain opened up that year.
Hey, it sucks being the older guy here.
Splash Mountain opened up as well. That was a hell of a time.
Weisenheimer. And they had It's a Small World. Is that still there?
Yes.
Okay.
That's never going anywhere.
I know. What about the, you go to Epcot, the Mexico.
Yes.
It's nice. France, Italy.
Yeah, it's great. I love the Epcot. Yes.
There's a restaurant there. You ever go to Epcot, you go to Mexico, and you go to the restaurant there. It's probably the best restaurant in all the countries there. I'm not kidding. That Mexican restaurant. And in Canada, you get nice steak. You look like you've never been to the Epcot.
No, I've been to the Epcot. My wife ate at the Mexican restaurant, had food poisoning.
Okay. There you go. I didn't know that. It's obviously changed in a decade.
No.
Now it's a Taco Bell.
Not this go around. No, I'm talking about a while back.
They got that great Mexican place, Chipotle, right in the middle of that
fence. She had an issue. Not saying that they have, not saying it's not good or whatever, but.
Kudoba's good.
She did have a bad experience.
All right, maybe not there.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I was just like.
God, I can't win with the McDonald's. I mean, with the, the Disney World chatter.
Jeez. I do like the margaritas in Mexico, though.
They're delicious. I agree with that. Yes. You got to watch the sugar. A lot of sugar in that could be a lot of calories.
I know, Taz. If you're on vacation. I mean, gotcha. Thank
you. Telling you.
Trust me. I get it. I understand. Careful. Weight loss. We're both reminded of that this morning.
I actually dropped 7 pounds on my whey protein diet. So I don't know what anybody
looked good the just this morning.
I know somebody. Boom. I know somebody who didn't notice. Who did not notice that? Our boss.
Well, he wears glasses. So
you think he would notice
he
even
does,
more?
Wears glasses. I'll tell him. To his
Our
face.
Boss didn't glasses. Notice that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all of a sudden he's a fitness guru. I mean,
he was this morning.
Well, he's got the power to pen.
He does.
He's got the delete button power.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
bogus. Take it away, brother.
Hey, bingo! Sure, guys. So they gave up the tying touchdown with 1:55 to go, but the Niners' ensuing drive began near midfield, so they were thinking about the winning points. Then the Packers blitzed on third down.
Shotgun snap. Here comes the blitz. There's an arching pass down the far side, and it was intercepted on a backpedaling, falling down interception by Kevin King.
That was Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. This is Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, it wasn't ideally what we wanted. They all out blitzed us. We had to get rid of it. There's four options on the play, but that wasn't the one that we wanted.
Kevin King picking off C.J. Beathard with 67 seconds to go on Monday Night Football. The Packers, however, were on their own 10-yard line. Aaron Rodgers led an 81-yard march for Mason Crosby's 27-yard field goal as time expired. Green Bay escaping at Lambeau 33-30. Rodgers finished with 425 yards and two scores, both to Devontae Adams. The Niners now return home to host the Rams on Sunday. L.A. head coach Sean McVay expecting wideout Cooper Kupp to sit out after injuring his left knee last weekend. The Bucs fired defensive coordinator Mike Smith yesterday, and Le'Veon Bell now not expected to report to the Steelers this week. The player is about to leave for their bye, so there's no point in showing up. 5 1/3, no runs, 3 hits, 6 Ks last night at Dodger Stadium for Ulysses Chacin. That's the latest quality start this postseason for Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Our guys that were giving the ball to at the start of the game, they're doing a heck of a job, man. And they are they're setting the tone really for games. They're putting us in a good position. They're putting us in a very advantageous position to use our guys in the bullpen.
Four relievers finished off a five-hit shutout last night, although Jeremy Jeffress had to K Yasmani Grandal and Brian Dozier after loading the bases in the ninth. The 4-0 final gives Milwaukee a 2-1 series lead. Game 4, 6:09 Pacific. Austin Barnes will catch for L.A. because Grandal K'd three times last night and had another passed ball. Game 3 of the ALCS is first today, 4:09 Central in Houston. The Astros give the ball to Dallas Keuchel, Nathan Eovaldi for Boston. The NBA season begins at 8 Eastern when the Celtics host the Sixers. Boston will keep Gordon Hayward to 25 to 30 minutes per night for the next few weeks as he returns from last opening night's gruesome leg injury. The Nashville Predators are 5-1 after beating the Wild 4-2, and Thomas Plekanec scored in his 1,000th career game, a 7-3 win for his Canadiens over the Red Wings. And Paul Allen, the longtime owner of the Seahawks and Blazers, passed away yesterday at 65. Just a few weeks ago, Allen announced a recurrence of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, buddy.
And Taz just showed me the look of Kyle Shanahan last night. Yeah.
He had the black hoodie. He looked hip. Hip-hop Kyle Shanahan Jones.
He looked
very hip-hop-esque, kind of. Just a lot of black. Black hat. Black hoodie,
yes.
Black 49ers jacket, and who gives a rat's ass? But well, yeah, I just figured I'd share that with everyone.
There you go. Let's get to a little NBA BCS.
It's now time to bench, cut, or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench, cut, start.
All right, so tonight, double dip NBA. Thunder Warriors late, early game at up in Beantown. It's going to be Celtics and 76ers open up the NBA regular season. So we figured let's do an NBA bench cut start.
Well, I don't know who
to
we
kick
is.
Off the year properly.
Unless you have a mouse in your pocket. I don't know who we is. Let's
Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Greek freak.
Greek freak. We got Kawhi.
Joel
and we got
Embiid and Kawhi Leonard.
Yes, I wasn't talking. Yes, so no, this will be...
I was setting it up.
You set
it.
Sometimes I can set things up. You know, I can do things, too. I actually had my own show for quite some time. No, I'm into it.
I understand.
You know, I'm a team player.
No one's saying you're not into it. I was setting it up. That's all.
I was deemed a basketball savant last year by the basketball savant, Mike Biseglia. So I know, and he said that on the air about me. And that's huge. So, bench cut start. I'm ready, even though I'm not in basketball mode yet. You got the Greek freak, you got Kawhi, you got Joel Embiid, and that's my order. I'm benching Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm waiting for someone to correct me.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I'm benching him. I'm benching the Greek freak. I'm going to cut Kawhi, believe it or not. Too much drama. I didn't expect him to leave the San Antonio. We all saw the problems there, yada, yada, yada. I don't picture him in a Raptors uniform with Toronto. He's going to be excellent. He's a great defensive player, great player in general. But I'm going to cut him. I know it's a little nuts, but I am. I'm starting my man for my 76ers, Joel Embiid, big man city. I love this guy. He's the man. He's going to have a great season this year. So that's it. So my BCS, benching Greek freak, cutting Kawhi, starting Embiid.
You know, we're going to agree on one of the three. I'm going to bench Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's an unbelievable talent for a man of his size,
franchise
athletic ability, no question about it. That caliber of player. But I'm going to bench him. If you're going to look at these as being three franchise players, three difference makers, I'll bench the Greek freak. I'm going to cut Joel Embiid.
Whoa!
And the reason why I'm going to cut your guy from your team, Taz, in Embiid from the 76ers is I don't trust him staying healthy. That's the issue I have with Embiid. I don't knock his skill set. People have compared him favorably with his feet and his athletic ability to Hakeem Olajuwon, formerly the Hall of Famer with the Houston Rockets. He's got special athletic ability. The problem I have is he just doesn't stay healthy. So that's why I'm going to cut Joel Embiid. It's not a knock on his talent. It's a matter of his body holding up. And I'm going to start Kawhi Leonard. And the reason why I'm going to start Kawhi Leonard, Taz, is I don't disagree with that. Everything you said in terms of it bothers me he wanted out of San Antonio.
Right, right.
It bothers me the attitude. Doesn't really have a great personality. Throw the laugh, the strange laugh
no
that he's got as well.
Yeah.
The issue, the one thing I love about Kawhi is he's a great defensive player.
Yes.
You know, he is a great two-way player. So, therefore, I think it's a fascinating BCS because I think he can go any which way of the three. So, I'll bench Antetokounmpo. I'll cut Joel Embiid. I'll start Kawhi Leonard. Mikey B., what do you got?
I will bench the Greek Freak as well. His talents obviously are superior. But for him, I got to see him do it in the playoffs. He hasn't won a playoff series yet. And that puts him a peg below. I'll cut Embiid. As you mentioned, Moose doesn't stay healthy. You need to see him do it for a full season. Last year, they would take games off for him, so I'll be curious what they do with him this year if he gets the full 82. And then I'm going to start Kawhi, NBA Finals MVP, top three player in the league. I think you got to take, got to roll with him.
What a shocker. You agree with the Moose. Well done. Pete, do you want to jump in? Maybe you'll agree with Moose too? Or?
I am benching Joel Embiid. I feel like this is going to be a year where he stays healthy. I am cutting Kawhi Leonard because I feel that he's going to give a little more headaches to the Raptors on and off the court. Mm. And I'm starting the Greek Freak Giannis. I am starting him. He just has so much talent. I think he's going to be the MVP.
Well, there you go.
Well, that's
so
it.
Pete went completely different.
I like that. I like some originality, for God's sake.
Nice job.
Well, let's see let's go out to West Virginia, see what Buff thinks. Hey, Buff, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, buddy?
Well, somebody's going to obviously interject some sanity into this conversation.
Yeah, Buff, it's been a while. How's West Virginia treating you?
What's up? Moose, you've had too many French fries, pal. First of all, there's only one Space Mountain. Woo!
Oh, the nature boy.
Second,
all right.
we're gonna cut that idiot Kawhi. Mm. He's more headaches than you want. You're going to bench the Greek Freak because he simply doesn't have enough help. And you are going to trust the process all the way to the MVP. And I got a West Virginia French burger to back that up for you, pal, against your LeBron.
So you agree with me, Buff. It sounds like you're going with my deal. Same thing.
Yes, sir.
What's a West Virginia? What'd you say at the end? What's a West Virginia French burger?
Burger, yeah.
It's a half a loaf of Italian bread with a giant hamburger patty, provolone cheese, grilled onions, grilled peppers, and I'm sure, you know, we can arrange to have some sent up there, up north to the New York City without
problem. Sounds like it would travel well.
Well, we got some provolone up here, but I got to say, it's a French burger, but yet you got Italian bread and you got Italian cheese. Provolone's Italian cheese. I'm a little perplexed on that. What's the deal?
Well, you don't rhyme or reason here in these parts of the woods, pal. Just take what's good going.
Yeah,
hey, listen, Buff. I've been there.
Yeah.
I've had the chance to wrestle in West Virginia. And
Buff taking no prisoners today.
Hey, Buff, you live near Wheeling?
I'm about 20 minutes north, right up the river.
Be careful. I've been up there in those mountains, my friend. You know what I mean.
Where have you Thanks, been Buff. Up in the mountains in West Virginia?
Oh, dude, I wrestled that. Thank you, Buff, for calling. We appreciate it.
No, I know you wrestled.
Dude, I wrestled that in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Moonshine? No.
Dude, I'd never. This was a very special place. That's all I'm going to say. I wrestled in a civic center in, like, a mountain.
Backwoods
Jones. Let's just leave it at that. It was different.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all right now at geico.com. And to Buff, you never have enough McDonald's fries. I'll be honest with you there.
Especially on Main Street.
We've got the undercard coming your way next. Yes, circa 2007. Undercard comes your way next. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger. Let's take a look at the one who got it done this week. It's Aaron Rodgers. He threw for 425 yards, two touchdowns, both to Davante Adams as the Packers improved to 3-2-1 on the season. Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Grainger.com.
I'm ready.
Ready? Let's do it.
I'm ready for the undercard, buddy. I'm ready.
Taz and the Moose present The Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
You know, real quick, it's funny. Can't even remember the name this segment used to be. We don't need to revisit it. But I will say I did notice about a week or so ago there was another show that was using the exact name for the segment on a different network. And I want to say to that person, you suck.
Really?
You hack. How's that?
That's interesting.
Yes. A little attack.
Same name, same different network. Interesting.
Yeah. The name that this segment used to be that started with the L and the word overs in it.
Yeah, leftovers.
There it is. We'll leave it there. So much for the imagination, but yes, exactly.
Not just in case someone's joining us, they never listened to the show before.
Good point, but we've progressed. We are okay. Now the undercard, meaning the segment that we do here for stuff that we didn't get to today. Mike, you seem like you're ready to get involved with the segment.
Go.
Should the Raiders blow it up, trade everybody, and start over and get ready for Las Vegas?
Well, yeah.
It's kind of a good thought.
I think.
I like that thought.
Listen, Gruden's not a magic worker. He made a mistake with the Khalil Mack. They didn't want to pay him. They've got to spend their money wisely. He's got a quarterback issue. Carr's regressed here, Taz.
Yeah, I know.
We
I
mentioned
know.
It off the air a couple days ago when you and I were talking. He's turnover prone. A little too loose with the football. That's something Gruden doesn't want. You know, he wants you to take care of the football. They're not throwing the ball down the field. Amari Cooper getting knocked down that game against Seattle certainly hurt.
He got popped. But I don't think he saw that hit over the middle.
He did.
Nailed.
Dude. Yeah, man. It was a bad helmet-to-helmet hit.
Really
he was motionless on the field.
Nasty.
Kind of a scary moment. But I look at there's a lot of issues with the Raiders right now. Carr's got to figure it out, rectify it, and how to be an elite-level quarterback where he was 3 years ago before that ankle injury.
Otherwise, you're going to A.J. McCarron. He's on the depth chart. He's the next guy up. And
A.J. McCarron, who couldn't win the starting quarterback job with the Bills.
Yeah, I wish we had him
got
back.
Beat out by Nate Peterman.
Yeah, I know. Just, oh my God,
like, think about that.
I hear that name. I hear
honestly,
Nate's name.
Think about that for a second. McCarron went to Buffalo to kind of be the guy before Allen takes over. He could beat out Nate Peterman.
Got sent over to the Raiders.
Mr. Turnover.
Two interceptions for Peterman last week and probably more coming this week.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Josh Allen's playing this week with the arm. But anyway, the elbow, I should say. Derek Carr, yeah, we did talk about this last week. We're both surprised because he's always been much better than what we're seeing. And his skill set is there and his expertise and his years of play. You know, I mean, it's all there. And it's just I guess the scheme doesn't work for him. With this whole new offense, being that Gruden's coming in. And Gruden's supposed to be the quarterback guru. Guru, my rear end, my booty. You are not a guru. You are not. And you don't know how to keep great defensive players on your roster, Mr. Gruden. That, Chucky Jones, is a mistake. Another hot take.
Hot cheese.
All right, next.
Leftovers.
Okay. Take two. Next!
Does John Elway get enough criticism in Denver?
Probably not. Probably not. But he's helped deliver a championship. They've had a lot of glorious days with him as a player. And also with him as an executive. They've had good days. They have. Went to two Super Bowls with Peyton Manning. Was able to lure him there. The quarterback situation is a disaster. They drafted Paxton Lynch. Lynch is now Lynch is out of the league, right? And then you get...
he works in the newsroom.
Newsroom vibrant.
That's a whole other story. Vibrant.
No, it is.
Exuberance. It's just crazy there.
Anyway, so now he gives Case Keenum the contract. He didn't severely overpay for Case Keenum. The quarterback situation in Denver is a nightmare.
It just is. It is. Case Keenum, it's not there. And I liked him last year when he was with the Vikes. I don't know, man. I don't know what the hell happened there. And the guy behind him is Chad Kelly. I think Chad Kelly's the kid from Mississippi.
Yes. And was he the nephew of Jim Kelly?
Jim Kelly, correct. Yep. And good player. I've watched him number 10 there.
Outspoken
Miss.
Guy.
Ole Miss. Yeah. Good quarterback in college, you know. But anyway, so I don't know. You would think with John Elway, I should say, you know, Big Office Jones, Corporate City there, executive man, that he would figure something out here right over the coach's head with Case and the quarterback. I don't know. The defense is pretty good, but that Bronco team, they got some...
But that defense 2 weeks ago got embarrassed by the Jets. on the road.
They did. That's right. I actually
forgot
about that.
They gave up 500 yards of total offense, over 200 yards on the ground. They got thoroughly embarrassed.
They did get punked. You're right. They did get punked.
So, yes, I think Elway deserves some criticism. Problem with that, though, is how much you're going to rip a guy that was a legendary player for the franchise and as an executive help you win a Super Bowl.
You can't. I mean, you can't. They're not going to do it in that great city of Denver either. They're going to give him time. Yeah, and he's loved there, Elway, and he should be. I mean, all the happiness he's brought the football fans there, the Bronco Nation for sure. But like I was saying about the real quick about the Broncos, the defense, you know, holding, you know, they lost a game against the Rams this past week, but, you know, keeping the Rams at 23 points is impressive.
They played well, right. They allowed Gurley to beat them.
They did.
And, you know, where he had over 200 yards rushing, but they played a defense where they were not going to have the Rams throw it all over them. All right, next!
In Fuego Queso!
Will Vontaze Burfict last the season in Cincinnati, or will at some point he be suspended?
I think he's going to get suspended here. Will he last the year? Yeah, I don't think the Bengals are going to get rid of him.
Yeah,
But I do think he'll face some sort of suspension by the National Football League.
Yeah, and that's how he's always been, right? He's been that, you know, it's just a wild, hard-hitting, head-hunting type of nasty linebacker.
Well, it's uncalled for. It's a cheap shot.
What he did in the Pittsburgh game,
the guy's getting tackled, and he comes over with a flying elbow.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That is it's one thing to play the game hard, Taz,
right,
be physical.
I understand.
You have to have respect for your other guys that are laying on the line as well.
Might have been kind of a hot cheese mild form right there. You kind of were going, starting to get amp up a little bit.
Yeah, well, I do on occasion.
I know, I've heard
it. I do.
Fuego queso.
Yes, in fuego queso.
No, listen, I'm not a fan of the way Burfict plays. I'm not. I agree. And I was a fan of those linebackers, just like you were back in the day, where you saw a lot of this back in the day, like years ago. The game has changed. Things have evolved. I mean, you don't see that kind of nasty, cheap shot and stuff, and you shouldn't.
If you knock the guy out cold? I get it, Steelers, Bengals. What about if you knocked him silly?
Yeah, well.
What about you put him, you know, where he's getting tackled by somebody else and you come in from the side and hit him with a flying elbow?
Yeah, well.
There's no place in that for the NFL.
We didn't talk about the other. What was it? Who was it with the Dolphins? Who the hell was that? Basically, it was almost like an inverted high crotch suplex on a guy. Who the hell was that?
Just past week. Oh, yes. Yeah, that was William Floyd.
Yeah.
For the Bears.
I had a million people like tweet me. Yes, Taz, you should do this move. No, I
think it was on. I think it was Kenyon Drake.
It was on Drake.
I don't know, maybe it was one of the receivers.
Yeah, it wasn't a suplex. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't.
All right.
It was just like a slam.
So it was a slam. He picked him up and threw him on the ground. 15-yard unfortunate.
Which I don't have a problem with that. I really don't have a problem.
The NFL does.
Do you?
I think at that stage, lifting somebody off the ground and throwing them into... I don't think there was a need for that.
You watch
that play. I don't know if you necessarily see that.
I watched it. The world I'm from, I mean, you do that all the time. That's a high spot.
Yes.
That's what we call a high spot.
All right. Next.
A couple days ago, Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson broke off their engagement.
Stunning.
She will return the ring, but will keep the pet pig. Right move.
Yeah, who would want the pig?
Well, if you're into pork.
Do you think she's honestly going to slaughter the pig for its ribs?
Ariana Grande?
Yeah. Ariana Grande.
There's a good chance... No, probably not. I don't picture her out in the backyard.
Honestly, people were stunned by the engagement to begin with, and then the public displays of affection on Graham and other aspects
Who's
of
Pete
social
Davidson?
Media.
Who is he?
Saturday Night Live. Get with the times, Taz. Comedian.
I think he worked at the French fry stand.
She talked about his manhood glowingly.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. I'm not on top of the pop culture stuff. I don't watch the entertainment. No, it's a great brand. That's great.
Well, is it all that surprise? 6 months?
6 months, they're done?
Yeah. They went from dating to engaged to now breaking off 6 months. It's not the right time.
There's no more loyalty in this world.
Trying to try and grab attention. Just for the sake of grabbing attention, Taz. It's uncalled for.
They just want more Twitter followers.
Peace!
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.